This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The older I get, the weaker my iman. How come? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you find yourself sometimes, as you age in life, you would assume that your faith will become stronger? You would gain more experience, more knowledge, you would learn more about life and understand your priority is, I need to get closer to my Creator. And aging is a sign that gradually but surely we are getting close to our death. So all of these things are signs that your iman should be at least getting stronger and closer to Allah. But that's not the case for a lot of Muslims. Instead, the complete opposite happens. As they get older, thinking that our iman would also grow with us, but instead it becomes weaker. And some have even lost their faith as they got older, wal'iyadh billah. How does this happen? Here is one point that I want you to think about from Surah Al-Kahf. This is an ayah in reference to the young men that were in that cave and they stayed there for hundreds of years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes one important quality they all shared. Allah azza wa jal says, وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Pause. This group, Allah says, we wrapped their hearts, we enveloped their hearts, that when they stood, they prayed and made dua to Rabbuna, our master, Rabbu Samawati wal Ard. He is the master of the heavens and earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. We're not going to associate or call upon any other deity except the one true deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you pause here, what is the real message in this ayah? Allah preserved and protected their belief system between them and Allah. Think about that. When was the last time that you put yourself through a spiritual exercise, whether it mean studying or learning, or understanding and spending some alone time reflecting, praying tahajjud, really isolating yourself from all of your responsibilities and the things you're involved with in this world, and just spending some alone time with you and Allah? And you did this with the intention, I just want to reaffirm my faith. That's the message of this ayah. These brothers, these young men, reaffirmed their belief in Allah as they continue to age and grow older. Remember, 300 plus years they're in this cave. So they definitely aged from the time they went in, from the time they came out, until their death. But in the midst of all of that, this dua came towards closer to the end of their life. And that's really interesting, that Allah would highlight they wrapped their hearts with this belief system. They continue to reaffirm that there was only one deity worthy of worship. How does this translate today? This day and age, what does this ayah look like? This is the time, brothers and sisters. If you find yourself, your iman is getting weaker, it should be much easier for you to point at and figure out where the source of that weakness is coming from. Because with age is wisdom. You understand yourself. You know yourself more now than ever before. Nobody is going to advise you or help you through this more than you. Because you've gone through the experience, you've gone through the years, you understand the things that affect you and the things that don't. It's just a matter of you. Don't take it for granted, but just pause and just think, what is it that's causing me to lose my faith or to cause my faith to become weaker and weaker? For a lot of us, it's just distractions. As we get older, as we get older, these distractions just have a bigger effect on us. So you point out what are those things that distract your life and you try to sift them out as much as possible. This could literally be anything. But in the midst of all of that, you try your very best just to keep reaffirming your faith. Oh Allah, you are the one true deity worthy of worship. You start to build your life with repetition, the adhkar and the tasbih of Allah. Things like La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You're constantly reaffirming and repeating these phrases. As we get older, our memory starts to go. Certain things you take for granted, you can suddenly forget, or you'll have to sit there and think for a few seconds. All of that is okay as long as you're paying attention. So my brothers and sisters, reaffirming your tawheed, your belief system with Allah, can surely, by Allah's promise, cure this weakness and put you back on track, on a track of progression, and a track in which your iman becomes stronger, and of course, the ultimate goal, just being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal make it easy for you and for me. Allahumma ameen.